Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.
He is a freak, you know, and I think, when you look at it too, like Highsmith's a legit dude, you know, on the other side of him that doesn't get enough credit, but you're right. I mean, we basically altered our whole plan to affect TJ this last year. And then the one time he drops into coverage, he picks off an underneath route and takes it back to inside the five. I'm like, you gotta be me. He finds ways to affect the game.
That's Sean McVay talking about TJ Watt. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. That's like the big thing Browns fans always say, Doran, when they compare Garrett to Watt. Well, the Browns, they move Garrett all over the place. And so he's a lot harder to prepare for. That's Sean McVay, one of the preeminent offensive coaches of this era, saying, yeah, that was the guy we keyed in on. Mm-hmm. Kind of a big deal. Keeps him up at night. I think the discourse between those two guys, Garrett and Watt, is really annoying because Browns fans will dig their heels in, and by way of putting Garrett over, we'll have to tear down Watt, and Steelers fans do the same thing. Both players are Hall of Famers.
Yes.
I hate when we do the comparison shopping thing and then the other guy gets ripped. It used to happen with Crosby and Ovechkin all the time. Well, Ovi doesn't play defense. Yeah, he's great. He's in the Hall of Fame. Sidney Crosby, oh, he's a whiner. He's a diver. Yeah, he's great. He's in the Hall of Fame. We always tear down the other guy, and it kind of drives me nuts.
Yeah, and I mean, they both affect games in different ways, but the same way at the same time. So, I mean, you can recognize that they are very, very good at what they do. But I do think, you know, this past year, it was more of the Browns needed something. And we need to not honor the Browns, but recognize the Browns because they had a pretty good year this year and they never get recognized. And I think it was a whole show around TJ Watt not winning.
Like he was due, like a lifetime achievement thing.
Yes.
I think part of it too, because I do agree with that. Go ahead. Sorry.
I know we go through this a lot, but TJ Watt had more sacks, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that is the number one attribute if you're evaluating that position to say who is the best or not is sacks.
Why do I care if you almost got there?
Like, I mean, there's more to this than just Myles Garrett was better last year or is a better player.
He finishes plays, Watt does. And it's not to say Garrett doesn't either, because again, I don't want to tear Garrett down, but like, isn't that what it's all about?
Mm-hmm.
Like, doubles aren't the same as home runs.
Right.
You know, a pressure to me, yeah, it affects the game, no doubt about that. It ain't like TJ ain't pressuring the quarterback, but do you get the quarterback on the ground? It is so hard to play defense. It's a lot easier to play defense if it's 3rd and 14 versus 3rd and 6. It just is. And TJ Watt brings that to the table more than any player in the sport. I'm also fascinated in this. I think part of it too, which is what I was going to say before, is, you know, Garrett was a 1-1 guy. So a lot of it is, this is what we thought he would become, and now we need to show that he's become this. And TJ Watt was the 30th pick in the draft, which is so cool to me that the Steelers got a player who I think is better than Myles Garrett, and they got him at 30th, and the Browns had to get their guy number one. It's just so Brownsian. But the other part of this for me is Myles Garrett is going to go down as an all-time great Browns defensive player. He's not won a Super Bowl. They did win a playoff game. I don't know how Watt is going to be viewed when it's all said and done if he doesn't win anything here. And he's the same player, a little bit better, a little bit worse, depending on who you ask, than Myles Garrett. But at that franchise, oh, Myles Garrett, he's the GOAT. And in this franchise, well, Mean Joe Green, Jack Lamb, I mean, the list goes on because we win things here.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, he'll be second tier in the franchise. He'll be a Hall of Famer, but he'll be second tier viewed. Like, I don't know, like 10 years from now or 15, 20 years from now, you'll still be talking about Mean Joe Green and those defenses. I don't know how much you're going to talk about TJ Watt, to be honest.
If you don't win anything with him, he won't be a footnote. That's way too strong, but I don't think he'd be mentioned in the same breath as those guys.
No.
And there's a chance. I mean, I don't know how long Watt's going to play. We talked about that yesterday. Maybe he's got 3. Maybe he's got 7. I don't know. He takes care of his body. His brother only played till 33. Different guys, different positions. I understand all that. If he plays 5, 6, 7 more years, he's going to be one of the all-time sackers of all time, which should matter. But there's one thing that matters here, and that's the dang rings on the fingers.
Mm-hmm.
And not only that, he ain't won a playoff game. How much is that his fault? I don't really put any of it on him, but it's true.
Yeah.
And if you had to pay a non-quarterback, and we'll get into that whole thing at 8 o'clock with the quarterback salary cap and a report on that that came out yesterday. If you have to pay a non-quarterback, aren't we paying edge rushers?
Yeah.
Because fundamentally they changed the game. You got to stop the big high-priced quarterbacks. You got to pay someone equal on-ish on the other side of the ball. So maybe he should catch some flack for them not winning playoff games. I don't know. What do you think?
I mean, yeah. You know, I mean, look at Aaron Donald. Aaron Donald won a Super Bowl, and he's a huge reason why. Like, I know Sean McVay's good. I know that Matthew Stafford's good. I know that their offense was pretty good, but, I mean, Aaron Donald was probably the main reason why that they were competitive for the many years that he played for the Rams. He changes everything, and he got them to a Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
So
you get remembered for that
different
stuff.
Different position, I get it, but, you know, D-line.
Yes.
Getting to the quarterback.
I mean, we factor it into quarterbacks and for their Hall of Fame candidacy, and we remember all the guys who never won. I don't think we remember it quite as much for other players on the field, but if you are saying what is the yin to the yang defensively for the quarterback, it would be the edge rusher in today's day and age.
I mean, look what Lawrence Taylor did. 2 Super Bowls.
Mm-hmm.
Same position. You know, those guys, different era, I get it. But those guys, if you really change games, you really vault your team to winning championships.
Think about the Steelers in the Hall of Fame and all the hardware that they brought home. Now, you had a couple guys before the 70s, but when we're talking about guys who are in the Hall or are going to be in the Hall, like Ben and maybe Hines Ward and perhaps James Harrison, it's rings. And it's what you did in big games. TJ Watt would be a fascinating case study. He will get into the Hall of Fame. There's no debate about that.
Mm-hmm.
But a player of his caliber for this franchise, he'd be one of only a few that doesn't have the hardware.
Yeah.
And when we talked about the AFC North and all these teams and the pressure, if we ask TJ Watt, there's pressure on the Steelers now to win for him, for Cam Hayward. Like, we settled on Baltimore because of Lamar and his legacy, but TJ Watt wants to win a championship. What else does he need to accomplish?
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.
Hey, you know why he really wants to win a championship? Can you guess why I believe he really wants to win a championship?
Because his brother didn't?
Yep. And that'll separate them. Because he's always being compared to his brother. I mean, they basically have the same career. I mean, different positions, but I bet you that he's like, man, if I win one, then yeah.
Well, he's got to be frustrated. I agree with that because he has won, what, one Defensive Player of the Year award, but he's been top three times and could have won it the other two times. His brother won three. He should be on par. He didn't get his just due. Mm-hmm. And, okay, let's say he's got 3 or 5 years left. Is he going to win two? We just saw the way the voting process went this time around. What could be the separating factor? You're right, a championship. Because his brother, he's got his three. He ain't winning another championship. Yeah, I could see that. You want bragging rights at the dinner table.
Oh, yeah. That's what you play for.
Mm-hmm.
You get the opportunity to play with all three of your brother, or all two of your brothers are in the NFL, and your one brother is probably one of the best during his era. Yeah, you want that's what it comes down to. Like, okay, we're all here. Like, let's see who's the actual best. Like, guarantee.
Well, and it gets viewed outside of Pittsburgh probably different too. Like, okay, J.J. Watt wins three defensive MVPs. He can be thrust into the all-time great conversation. Whereas if T.J. Watt won three defensive MVPs, I wonder if people outside of Pittsburgh would go, "Hey, get a ring."
No. Yeah.
You're a Steeler,
right?
But who cared about Houston, right?
Right.
I mean, and not like, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, like they didn't expect them to do that.
Yeah.
Like he was on who did you just say? He's like Myles Garrett. But J.J. Watt was in Houston. Like, oh, you're going to be an all-time great in Houston. But here, it's a little bit different.
Right.
You're all-time great in Cleveland. Here, it's a little bit different.
You're Anthony Munoz.
Yeah.
In Cincinnati, great. But like, that's like their best player ever.
Right.
Here, you either win... You don't get forgotten, but you're not thought of in the same way. And I think he's ultimately going to be judged by the national media folks that way.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.